Penguin Random House Audio presents The Last Act by Brad Parks. Read for you by Graham Halstead. Author's note: this is a work of fiction. However, it is inspired and loosely informed by the real-life case of Wachovia Bank. Between 2004 and 2007, the bank failed to apply proper money laundering controls to at least $378 billion worth of transfers to and from Mexican casas de cambio, currency exchange houses. In doing so, Wachovia created what federal authorities later described as an open channel between Mexican drug cartels and the U.S. banking system. Wachovia, which has since been acquired by Wells Fargo, collected billions of dollars in fees for this service. It is unknown what portion of the Casas de Cambio money was legitimate and what was illicit drug profits. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration only discovered the arrangement by following the paper trail relating to the Sinaloa drug cartel's purchase of a DC-9 plane that had been seized in Mexico, laden with cocaine. Wachovia eventually paid $160 million to settle a federal investigation into what was then the largest violation of the U.S. Bank Secrecy Act ever uncovered. As significant as the fine was, it was only a fraction of what Wachovia made off its Casas de Cambio business. Then there is the larger context, the so-called war on drugs, which the United States has waged since the 1970s. Largely because of this war.